Chapter 1. The Interview. Emily Thayer had never been so nervous in her life. The athletic blonde sat up stiffly in her chair, her knees pressed tightly together, and her hands knotted in a ball on her lap. Her whole future depended on the impression she made on the man sitting at the desk in front of her. The next few minutes would be the most important ones in all of the 23 years of her existence. The man sitting behind the desk in front of her looked about 50 years old. He had steel-grey hair cut an inch long, bushy grey eyebrows, a strong, square jaw, and a forbidding expression. When Emily had entered the room, he had been studying papers in a manila folder that lay open before him on his desk, and after 5 minutes, he had yet to show any sign that he was aware of her existence. His name was Roderick Traynor. Emily believed he was the greatest living golf coach, and the only one in the world who could help her. By the time Traynor finally finished studying the papers, and deigned to acknowledge Emily's existence by looking up from his desk, she was trembling so badly she was afraid she would not be able to speak when he asked her a question. With a great effort of will, Emily pulled herself together, reminding herself that she could not afford to fail this interview. Traynor's grey eyes fixed on Emily's sky-blue ones with laser-like intensity. "So tell me why I should take you on as my student, Miss Thayer," he said in a gravelly baritone. "Explain what a great opportunity I would be missing if I turn you down." Emily took a deep breath. This was the moment of truth. She had prepared and practiced for it at least a dozen times. "I am a very talented golfer, Mr. Traynor," she said. Emily had decided that her best chance was to present a bold front and impress the great man with her self-confidence. "I was a top-10 finisher in the NCAA championships 3 years in a row, an All-American selection for..."
"You were a big deal in school and college," Traynor interrupted harshly, "and a bust on the pro tour. You got your card right out of college, then couldn't win enough money to keep it the next year. You've been through 3 coaches in the last 2 years, and all those hacks have done is make you worse. As a last resort, you wrote to me begging me to take you into my program because, let's face facts, little girl, I am your absolute last chance. Does that about sum it up?"
Emily was stunned and offended by Traynor's blunt, unflattering description of her golf career. She opened her mouth to protest, then closed it again, lowering her gaze to the floor. "Yes, Mr. Traynor," she said in a low, almost inaudible voice. "That is exactly right." She squeezed her eyelids tight shut, trying unsuccessfully to keep a tear from leaking out of the corner of her eye. Traynor held up a sheet of paper, which Emily saw was her application letter.
"I get 100 of these a year, all from girls who have as much talent as you, or more. You know I only take on 1 or 2 students at a time. So turn off the waterworks, cut the crap, and tell me why I should take you instead of one of the others."
She looked up at Traynor, her eyes locking on his.
"Because I am willing to do anything, absolutely anything, to make it on the tour," she said. "I have the talent and the determination to be a professional golfer, and that is the only thing in the world that matters to me. Just try me. That's all I ask."
"Hmph," he grunted. "That's what I was hoping to hear. That's why I picked your letter from the rest. But I want you to know exactly what you're getting into before we make a deal, just as I have to make sure I know what I'm getting before I accept you as my student."
Springs creaked as Traynor leaned back in his chair and laced his fingers together behind his head.
"I don't know what you've heard about me, Miss Thayer, so I'm going to give you a little background. For 15 seasons, I was the most successful swing guru on the WPGT. I coached the winners of 14 major championships and over 60 other professional tournaments in this country alone, plus more than 50 events on the Asian and European tours.